Bits and pieces. New thoughts. Just 8 minutes of exercise a day is all you need. You can get all the exercise you need in just 8 minutes a day if you work out a bit harder, according to a new study in the European Heart Journal. Scientists examined data from fitness trackers worn by more than 71,000 people studied in the United Kingdom, then analysed their health over the next several years. They found that a tough, short workout improves blood pressure, shrinks artery clogging plaques, and boosts your overall fitness. This may be good news for those short on time, potentially reducing weekly exercise times recommendations by 75%.
Loneliness linked to increased risk for type 2 diabetes. Loneliness, which may trigger elevated levels of stress hormones leading to temporary insulin resistance, could as much as double the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, according to a Norwegian study. Researchers noted previous studies that found a link between loneliness and unhealthy dietary behaviours, prompting them to question how loneliness impacts stress hormones and health-related behaviour, and how these two pathways interact in terms of contributing to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes.
Is vitamin B12 deficiency a risk factor for gastroparesis in patients with type 2 diabetes? Diabetic gastroparesis is where food passes through the stomach slower than it should and is commonly regarded as a form of diabetic neuropathy. Vitamin B12 is a key player in the function of the nervous system. Researchers who recently published the findings of a study in Diabetology and Metabolic Syndrome hypothesized as to whether vitamin B12 deficiency could be implicated in the development of diabetic gastroparesis. They found that the frequency of vitamin B12 deficiency in total patients with type 2 diabetes was 35% and concluded that vitamin B12 deficiency is an independent predictor of diabetic gastroparesis in people with type 2 diabetes.
Older class of type 2 drug linked to reduced dementia risk. A class of medicines known as thiazolidines have been linked to a reduced lower risk of dementia. The only drug in this class available on prescription in the UK is pioglitazone. The study published in BMJ, Open Diabetes Research and Care, looked at changes in memory and thinking over the 2.5 years since the beginning of the study. They found that those taking the DPP-4 inhibitors had a slower decline in memory and thinking compared to those not taking the medication.
Martin Lewis of Money Saving Expert urges consumers to check if they can save on prescription costs with a season ticket after April price hikes. Back in April this year, the cost of a single item on prescription rose from £9.35 to £9.65. People with diabetes who take medication for their diabetes are entitled to any prescription item free, providing they have a valid medical exemption certificate. Contact your GP practice and request a medical exemption, an EC92A, if you don't already have one. Even if you have diabetes managed by just diet and exercise, but still have a regular monthly prescription for just one item, then a prepayment certificate, a PPC, will save you money. A 12-month PPC costs £111.60 and can be spread over 12 monthly payments. Basically, the more items you are prescribed, the more you can save with a PPC.
Weight regain and cardiometabolic effects after withdrawal of semaglutide. An American study published last year looked at the effect of the withdrawal of semaglutide on weight and cardiometabolic factors such as cholesterol, lipids and HbA1c on people with pre-diabetes. The researchers found that after a substantial reduction in body weight during 68 weeks of treatment, subsequent treatment withdrawal led to most of the weight loss being regained within 1 year, and a similar change in some cardiometabolic variables back to baseline. Researchers concluded that the findings reinforce the need for continued treatment to maintain weight loss and cardiometabolic benefits.
A comparison of type 2 drugs and their effect on lung function for people with type 2 diabetes and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. This study looked at whether the use of glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1's receptor agonists, dipeptidyl peptidase 4, DPP-4 inhibitors, or sodium glucose cotransporter 2, SGLT2's inhibitors could be associated with improved lung function in people with COPD and type 2 diabetes. They found that the use of GLP-1 receptor agonists and SGLT2 inhibitors were associated with better lung function compared with sulfonylureas, whereas any improvement associated with DPP-4 inhibitor use, if any, was small.
Proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, raise the risk of cardiovascular disease, CVD, in T2D. PPIs are used to relieve symptoms of heartburn and indigestion, and also to protect the stomach from irritation that can be caused by some medications. Commonly prescribed PPIs include lansoprazole and omeprazole. A large UK-based study has now found that PPI use in people with type 2 diabetes is associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, such as coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, and heart failure. For people with type 2 diabetes, proton pump inhibitor use was associated with all-cause mortality. Researchers point out that the findings suggest that clinicians should consider benefit-risk assessments before prescribing PPIs to people with type 2 diabetes.